11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the League Podcast here with William Hill, Dave Kellner in the studio, with, as ever, Jason Lewis from the 72.co.uk on the line as we get set for the penultimate weekend in the English League football scene. We've got League One matches and League Two matches to get stuck into on this podcast, and first of all, it's a warm welcome to Mr. Jason Lewis. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thank you, Dave. I've got a bit of a tickly throat, so we'll try and get through this without too many sort of croaks of a 12-year-old boy in the background. But, I've got plenty of drinks, so while I'm not talking, I'll be sipping away. But no, another great weekend. We've even got a televised game on the Monday, which I think we come to first in League One, and it's really exciting still. Plenty to play for, mainly at the top ends of the division. There's still stuff to be sort of the bottom end of League One, and then it's any two from four, really, in League Two, as you look at two of the automatic promotion spots still up for grabs. So, very big weekend, sort of stage of the season where performances don't really matter. It's all about the results, and there's a lot of teams that will be looking for 3 points, and hopefully we can get some money in our pocket alongside that.
Yeah, let's hope so. Indeed. That's the most important thing. And we start with the game, as you mentioned, on Monday lunchtime, Bank Holiday Monday in League One. It's Walsall versus Fleetwood. And 8-11 Walsall to win this game. The draw is in the market at 12-5. Fleetwood 3-1. We're recording this on Thursday afternoon around about 2 p.m. So we have got limited markets on this match at the moment, Jason. But this will be a pivotal match in League One. As things stand at the moment, Walsall are 3 points behind Burton in the chase for the automatic promotion spots in League One. But of course, that could change by the time they take on Fleetwood on Monday lunchtime.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also the goal difference factor here. It's, at the minute, it's currently 4 goals. So if Burton win by a single goal, you think Walsall, if they're hoping for a slip up on the final day, have to come out in this game and get a big win. But it's interesting, though. It's much like when there's been a lot of talk in the Premier League with how Leicester have always been playing first in the race for the title. How will it affect these two teams? Obviously, they're so used to playing at the same time, Saturday, 3 o'clock, and not really knowing what the other one's doing as such. So it's going to be interesting to see how it affects Walsall in this game, playing on the Monday. 2 days later, they'll even get a training session in, I imagine, being the home side on Sunday before this one. And I think, really, I do think Walsall will have enough in this game. I think defeat last weekend at Bradford, which we did cover on the podcast last week with Sam, and it's their only loss in 5 matches, 3 wins and a draw in their other 4. Unbeaten in 4 at home, winning 3 against Shrewsbury, Southend and Colchester, and drawing 1. And it's the way you find this difficult is how Walsall at home, their home record is the worst of any side in the top half of League One, but it's not disgraceful. 10 wins, 6 draws and 6 defeats. And it's just 8 points fewer than the second best record in the division. And they do have the best record away from home by some margin. So just one more home win for them. And then they go into the final game of the season at Port Vale. Port Vale don't really have anything to play for. You're going to say that they should hopefully turn up in that game and get the win. But they've got to get this one out of the way first and give themselves any hope. And I think they will have enough. I think Fleetwood themselves need the points. If you look at the other end of the table, it's not just affecting Walsall this game. Fleetwood could drop into the bottom 4 if Blackpool pick up a win. So they need to get a result here, and they've got Crewe on the final day of the season at home. You couldn't really ask for a much better fixture, I imagine, if you're looking to pick up points at this stage of the season. But for Fleetwood, it's without a win in 4 games, 1 win in 11, that goes right back to the start of March, and haven't picked up an away win in 5 matches. It just doesn't give you the sort of sense that they're going to pull off a shock here. And the 8-11 price on Walsall, I think, when you're looking at a side that's sitting third in the division against a side that are 20th at this stage of the season, I think that's a pretty strong price on the home side at 8-11. And I was tempted by it straight off the bat, and I'm sure many people will be in, as we say, limited markets at this stage in the game. But if you were looking for something extra, which which was tempting me as well, is just finding something that I thought looked like a strong option at a good price, or what I could think would be a good price when it comes out. And I think I got down to looking at the double results. I was looking at Walsall half-time, full-time. It was solid enough, but they've led in half-time in just 5 matches at home this season, but converted 4 of those to wins. But preferringly, the draw at half-time, going on to win at full-time. 13 home games this season for Walsall have been drawing at half-time. The results of those 5 wins, 5 draws and 3 losses. 13 of their 22 wins this season by just a single goal. Fleetwood, well, they've been drawing in 10 of their away games this season, and they don't have a great away record really by any means. So I think Walsall here, it's the early game. There's always that temptation that it's going to be a slow burner to start with, and I can see it being a bit edgy in the first half, and then maybe a substitute in the second half adding impact, and Walsall getting the goal they need to keep their hunt for automatic promotion on. And I think them to get the job done here, and I think Fleetwood's undermined record, their results away from home against the top teams in League One, against the top 10, it's 9 played, 1 win and 8 lost. That's a pretty indefensible record for me, which just pushes me even more towards Walsall in this televised game.
Yeah, could be a good bet. 8-11 Walsall, just on the outrights. A shade of odds on there. The draw 12-5, Fleetwood in the betting at 3-1. Let's move on. We've got Millwall versus Oldham at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Millwall 6-10 to win this game. The draw in the betting at 5-2, with Oldham in the market at 9-2. Millwall 4th in the league prior to the weekend, looking to consolidate that playoff spot, with Oldham in no man's land, really, Jason. 54 points. They are a full 8 points clear of the relegation zone. So they're not going up. They're not going down, Oldham. But Millwall will be looking forward to the playoffs this season.
Yeah, and I think it's whether how much Millwall want to rest players. So their approach, really, do they want to rest players for the playoffs? Do they want home advantage in the second leg of the playoffs? So they've got to finish in third or fourth. And they've got Bradford, which we're going to come on to shortly, and they're just a point behind them. So I think impetus very much on Millwall in this game. Oldham have got their job done with, really, over the last few weeks of the season. Back in March, they were very much in the relegation fight, but they're ending the season in the best form they've had all year, really, when you look at it. 5 wins in their last 7 matches, just 1 loss in 9 games, and that came away at Barnsley. And all of the 5 wins they've have been to nil, and Oldham have scored in each of their last 7 matches. But this Millwall outfit they're playing are a quality side, especially at home. When you look at their record, really, they're unbeaten in 7 games at the Den. And it's returned to the sort of the fortress it once was in sort of bygone years, really. And they've won their last 5 at home, and you consider that Millwall lost their first 4 home fixtures of the season. So if you look at their record excluding these games, 18 played, 12 wins, 3 draws and just 3 defeats. It's a very strong record, and it only gets better when you look at their record against teams in the bottom half of the table, really. 8 wins, 1 draw and 2 losses against sides in the bottom half of League One. And away from home, it's likewise still a strong record against the lesser teams. You'd say 6 wins, 4 draws and 2 defeats again. So I think they're definitely right up there. And what they've built off is a very strong defensive record. Just 4 teams have a better defensive record than Mill this season, and then alongside that, they've got the 4th highest goals in the division. So they have a solid defence, great attack. They've got every chance in the playoffs, I think. And in this one, the outright price on them, when you look at their league position, seemed fair. 6-10 was very short for me, though. And the way I looked at this was, possibly I did want to be pro Mill in this game, and I looked at Oldham. Only Blackpool and Crewe have scored fewer goals than Oldham this season, so I think I went to the Millwall to win this 1-0, just because I think that's saying that they do seem to get 4 of their 5 wins in their current streak at home have been to nil, and 12 of their 22 wins this season have been to nil, 8 of those 12 at home. Additionally, 6 of those 8 have been against teams in the bottom half. So that all just points towards facts you can tick off against this Oldham side. And I think Oldham, an incredible 18 draws, which I don't know how often that happens in the Football League, but it seems ridiculously high to me. And 13 of those have come away from home. But I just think this Millwall side don't look like they're slowing up going into the playoffs. And I think they're going to look to build confidence even further with a good win here. And I just don't think Oldham are going to get many chances against a very good Millwall defensive side. So Millwall to win 6-10, it would be a bet I'd put on my acca, definitely. But Millwall to win to nil at 29-20 would be my pick in this game.
John Sheridan has done a fantastic job with Oldham, hasn't he, to secure their status in League One. And rumour abound that he could be on his way to the Macron for next season to take charge of Bolton. I presume these Oldham players will have heard those rumours and they'll be fighting to impress their manager and saying, listen, stay with us and we'll put in a real challenge in League One next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a factor that you have to play into these games at this stage of the season. And it does make me wary of always saying, oh, they've got nothing to play for. And you can clearly see they've sort of known they're safe for a little while now. So they haven't like parked the deck chairs on the beach and started thinking about their summer holidays by any means. And when they've possibly got, they're fighting for a spot in the team, or they're looking to impress a new manager, or possibly impress so much that if the manager does move on, they move with him. It's an added thing to consider. And it's going to be a tricky game for Millwall, but I think they should just get the job done.
Talk about parking the deck chairs there, Jason. Southend have done that. Southend have done that recently. Southend are 14-5 to beat Bradford, who are 10-11. The draw 23-10. It's a definite possibility because Southend are safely ensconced in mid-table, but they've gone 5 without a win now. They've only picked up 1 point in that spell. That was at home against lowly Fleetwood. So they've tuned out, undoubtedly. You mentioned Bradford briefly. They're 5th in the league, 74 points. They should make the playoffs now, Bradford. They do need to pick up maybe 1, possibly 2 more points in these remaining games, but this looks an ideal opportunity going to a Southend team that haven't been performing in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for Southend, you've got to say disappointing, really, for them. Over the first half of the season, they were doing so well. They only lost 5 games at the turn of the season after 23 games. And it's just sad to see, really, from their point of view. But Bradford, to beat Walsall, I thought they'd win last weekend at Walsall, and I put it up as my nap, but they beat Walsall 4-0. At this stage of the season, to beat a sort of promotion, possible a team they could play in the playoffs in a couple of weeks' time, to beat them 4-0 was some statement coming off the back of losing at Coventry and drawing at Shrewsbury. And I think they do need just 1 more win from their remaining games, with Gillingham 5 points back, but they should be competing in the playoffs in a couple of weeks' time. And they're ending the season in great form, really. The defeat in their last away game at Coventry is their only loss in 7 now, and they lost only 4 games since the start of February. But what's really seen them rise is they haven't drawn many matches. It's been results wherever they go, really. Just 3 draws, meaning they've 10 wins over the last 3 months of the season. And it's seen them sit nicely in the playoffs after spending the first half of the season sort of on that pack of teams just outside the top 6. And they've got a solid enough away record, 8 wins, 6 draws and the 8 defeats. But since the turn of the year, 3 wins, 4 defeats and 3 away draws. It's complemented what's truly been an exceptional run of form at Valley Parade, where they've lost just 2, drawn 1, and won the remaining 9 games. Only Burton have a better defensive record than Bradford in the division. And I think Bradford, just to win this game at 10-11, looked a great price for me, because nothing is telling me that Southend are going to turn up for this game with a fight, which is so disappointing as a fan when you get that. As a fan myself, I've experienced probably a couple of times. When you get to this stage of the season, you've just got nothing to play for. And it's just frustrating. You're going along, you're paying your good money to watch your team playing. And like I said before, they do have stuff to play for. There's contracts to play for. There's positions for the team. They should always have motivation to go out and play. But unfortunately, it seems for Southend, that's just not the case. Whereas Bradford have everything still to play for. Their players will be fine to get involved with the playoffs. And I think them to win this game is a great bet at 10-11. And if you're looking for saying how James Hansen ended a long run of outscoring last weekend with a hat-trick, got back amongst the goals, and he's their top goalscorer. He's only got 11. Goal scorer this season with Bradford, and it was his first time he scored in 12 games. And if he can put a run together in these last 2 games, he's a real threat. Everyone probably remembers what danger he was when Bradford had that long run in the League Cup, and him to score any time here 8-5, possible win cost at 23-10. But it's one of those games when you're getting Bradford to win. I know they're odds on here away from home, but it's as good a odds on as I've seen most of the season when I don't have any confidence in Southend offering much fight at this stage of the season.
Okay, odds on there. I think that's an outstanding bet as well. Bradford to win at 10-11 to beat Southend this weekend. Let's move on to League Number 2. We've got Barnet in action at 6-5 to beat Yeovil, who are 21-10 with the draw in the market at 11-5. Why have you picked this game out, Jason? I was looking at this game thinking these two teams have got absolutely nothing to play for. Why this one?
Yeah, it's a weird one, really. When I hyped up in the build-up that there was so much going on at the top end of the division. But what stood out for me is how all season Barnet have been so strong at home, and they keep getting put up at good prices. And I was looking at this game just from a betting point of view, not necessarily as its impact on the league table. And Barnet's price to win this one there at 6-5, and the home record speaks for itself, really, when you look at it on paper, really. 13 wins at home, just the 3 draws and 6 defeats. It's the third best home record in the division. Only Bristol Rovers and Northampton have won more home games than Barnet. And also, they're the only teams to have picked up more points at home than Barnet this season. So you might ask, if you're no expert of League Two, why aren't Barnet in the playoff mix? It's quite simple. They've only won 3 away games. So that is such a frustrating feeling for Martin Allen and the fans as well, sitting 12 points adrift of the playoffs. And if you look at it, really, they need to use this home form as a platform for next year, because if they could improve their away record of 3 wins, 8 draws and 11 losses,
and here's an even smarter,
just to converting a few of these results into wins, they'd be right up there with the playoffs. And I think this Yeovil side credits them, because it was ridiculous, really. At the turn of the year, Yeovil had won 2 games, and they looked destined to be sadly dropping out of the Football League after just a couple of years ago being in the Championship. Since then, however, they've done incredibly well to keep motivated, to turn things around. They had a great 4 wins on the bounce at the end of February and start of March. That pretty much got them safe. They had another 3 games unbeaten at the end of March, start of April. And they've got themselves safe with 5 games to go, it's just 2 games to go, but they are without winning 5 games. So safety secured effectively, and I think they have relaxed a little bit in this game. But I don't think you could say that about Barnet, really. They haven't had a lot to play for some time. What really have they been playing for since maybe March? Unless they've gone on a run of winning all their games since then, they were never really going to bridge that gap to the playoffs. But they keep picking up the results, especially at home. 3-1 win over Notts County, 3-0 over Leyton Orient, 2-1 over Luton. All on paper, similar games to this one against sides that are with them in that sort of mid-table bunch of teams. So I think Barnet to win this game 6-5 looks a very good price for me. And also over goals in this one, I think 12 of Barnet's home games this season have been over 2.5 goals, which is just over. They played 22 home games, obviously, so it's not the greatest number. But their 5 most recent home games have all landed over 2.5 goals. Mm. 7 of Barnet's 13 home victories this season have been over 2.5. And I think it's just got the makings of a game that's going to have plenty of goals in it, with neither team having a lot to play for. And you'd hope that it's going to be a good spectacle for the fans going down there, as Barnet look like they're very much fighting for this. And Yeovil, how they've got themselves out of trouble has been by being very defensively solid. They had 4 1-0 wins in a row. I think at this stage of the season now, they're safe. You'd like to see them come out and express themselves a bit more, and it'd be a bit more of an entertaining game. So over 2.5 goals at even money is there. But I'm so strong on Barnet at home. I think Barnet and over 2.5 goals at 13-5, considering it's landed in their recent home games, I think it's a great bet at 13-5 if you're looking for a bit of an outside punt this week.
6-5 Barnet to win that game, the draw 11-5 Yeovil, and the betting at 21-10. Let's preview the game between Wickham and Accrington. Wickham are 13-5 to win this game, Jason. The draw 11-5 with Accrington in the betting at even money. Fascinating fixture, this one, because Wickham have dropped out of playoff contention. They now trail Wimbledon by 7 points. But Accrington looking to gain automatic promotion. Point clear of Oxford, further point back to Bristol Rovers in this league. And Accrington have been in incredible form. Not been beaten since early March when Portsmouth beat them 3-1 at home. They've been in rampant form recently.
Yeah, I'm no horse racing expert, so I'll pass the terminology on to you. But they've timed this absolutely perfectly going into the final fence, really, haven't they? When you look at their form, really, they've been there or thereabouts since the turn of the year, really, in the playoff mix. But they've timed it to perfection, it looks like. Entered the top three for the first time all season just 2 weeks ago with the win at Hartlepool. Backed that up with the win over York last time out. And they do have this lower goal difference, though, just marginally against Bristol Rovers, quite significantly against Oxford. So they need the points on the board. The goals aren't going to help them out, really. So what is impressed with Accrington, if you look at split the home and away tables, they're only just behind Northampton in terms of consistency in both home and away, which is a sign that they're deserving of their spot in the automatic promotion spots. And to under the pressure to turn up such good performances time and time again, you've got to give credit to Accrington. Whereas Wickham, it's quite the opposite, really. When the heat's turned up on them at this stage of the season, they've just crumbled, really, excuse me. Second, really, it's been disappointing. 7 defeats and 4 losses from their opening 11 games of 2016 has left them, they had catch-up to do the playoffs, and since March, too many draws have scuppered their chances, really. Lost just 2 of their last 10 matches, but they've only won 2. 6 draws in there, it's just too many with how tight this division is this season, really. And I think the impetus here is going to be on Accrington. Obviously, they're the team that have something to play for. They need the win. It's just, again, you're questioning whether Wickham are going to put up much of the fight. And I think all these teams find themselves battling for promotion. If you look at Wickham, their defensive record, 40 goals they've conceded, which is now the best record in the division. If you look across the Football League, only Burton, Hull, Middlesbrough and Burnley have a better record. So, as I mentioned, all those teams are battling for promotion or playoffs at worst, but defeat last weekend at Portsmouth ended Wickham's hopes of achieving the playoffs, and it's been scoring the goals that's let them down. They've only scored 5 more than they've conceded, and it's just these fine margins that make the difference. And when you look at games saying that there's going to be a lot of goals, this is everything but that. When I look at under 2.5s in this game at 13-20, 13 of Wickham's last 15 matches have all been under 2.5 goals, and 32 of their 44 matches this season have been under 2.5 goals. They've picked up 5 1-0 victories at home themselves, but 4 of their 7 defeats on home soil have been under 2.5 goals. And I think Accrington will just be looking for the points. They won't care how they get this job done. They'll just be looking for the win. 3 of their 4 recent away wins have been under 2.5 goals. And here they're up against the best defence in the division. So they'd hope if they can score once, they can hold on to it and get the job done and be a step closer to promotion. But if results go their way, it could be done with a win here. I'm not so sure with the fixtures that the other teams around them have, but Accrington to win at evens. Again, it's a great price on a team with everything to play for against a team that have nothing to play for now and are just trying to wind down to the end of the season after it's ended disappointment. If you're looking for a punt, again, add it to the goals market. I don't see there being a lot of goals in this game at all. So Accrington and under 2.5 is there at 11-4, which is near enough 3-1, which is a fantastic price on one of the best sides in the division. They're fully deserving if they do get this automatic promotion against Wickham, who've just failed to impress me really since probably Christmas, I'd say. So Accrington, definitely the play. If you're feeling adventurous, add it to under 2.5 goals for that big 11-4.
The great thing about Accrington as well is they have they secured promotion into the Football League back in 2006 with both John Coleman and Jimmy Bell at the helm. Those two have been there for 17 years. Did take a couple of years out, a 2-year spell away from the club when they took charge of Rochdale and Southport, but they've almost been here from the beginning, and it's nice that Accrington Stanley owner Andy Holt has really, he's put his faith in these two men to lead Accrington into, well, what could be League One now if they do gain automatic promotion.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story, and I'm sure people are sick of hearing about my team, FC Bournemouth, and the media, but it's a similar thing with Eddie Howe. It's just great to see having someone that knows the club so well, went away for a short spell, came back, and obviously has taken them. I'm not saying Accrington are going to do that by any means, but this is just the start. But it's a fantastic achievement for them, and they fully deserve all the credit. There's not enough promotion spots in League Two this year because there's so many teams that deserve promotion. There's going to be someone, unfortunately, that's going to be left out, but they should hopefully, if they don't get ramsackled next year and in the summer, hold on to their squad, they'll have every chance of getting promotion next year. But it's been a fantastic promotion race in League Two, and hopefully it's got all the drama over the next 2 weekends.
Let's finish with Carlisle versus Oxford. Carlisle 3-1 to win this game. The draw in the betting at 12-5, with Oxford in the market at odds on 5-6. Oxford, a team we've mentioned, they are 1 point behind Accrington Stanley in League Two. Carlisle are 10th in the league. They've got 64 points, but too far behind in the race for the playoffs. Carlisle beat Crawley last weekend 1-0, and Oxford United, big result against Hartlepool Town for them. They won that game 2-0, which kept them in the hunt for automatic promotion.
Yeah, huge, huge result. And it's something they've seemed to do all year, really, Oxford. They've only lost back-to-back games once this season, and that came both at home against the two teams that sit above them in the division. When you look at it, they lost 1-0 to Northampton and then 2-1 to Accrington. But after that, they've always shown the character to respond after a defeat with a good result. So really coming into this one, it's a different story to Accrington when you look at it, though. They're clinging on to this automatic promotion spot of everything they've got by performances, as I said at the start of the show, really, truly gone out the window now. And I think Michael Appleton has just won the 3 points in this game. If you gave him 3 points by any means, he'd take them right now, be it for an own goal, a penalty, or a 93rd minute header from a corner. Oxford haven't been outside the top three since the first weekend of October. That tells you how consistent they've been. But Bristol Rovers are right on their heels waiting for the slip-ups. Just sums up how good Bristol Rovers have been. And when Oxford have lost just one game in eight, so it's crazy to see that they could drop out of the top three with another slip. Just not even a slip, but if they draw this game, they could drop out. But such has been the form of both Bristol Rovers and Accrington. There's definite possibility. We've already seen Portsmouth fall away, and Plymouth appear to have done the same, although they're not mathematically out of it just yet. They'll hope that a lot of teams do a lot of things wrong this weekend and they've got a sniff of get back in there. But you look at Oxford, it's similar to Tottenham, really, in the Premier League. Best goal-scoring record in the division, they've scored 79 goals. Only Wickham have a better defensive record than Oxford's 41. But they find themselves third in the table. It just doesn't seem to make sense. But that's football, I guess. And you look at this Carlisle side, and the story of the season has been inconsistency, really. During March, they went 5 games unbeaten, albeit with 4 draws in a row, followed by beating Bristol Rovers. But other than a 5-game unbeaten run in November and December, they've only been able to really show flashes of what could have been a really promising season for them. They got their first win in 4 last time against Crawley, but they've lost their last 2 home games, both 2-1, against both Luton and Mansfield. And again, they've only been beaten 12 times this season. 8 of those have been by a single goal. 6 losses at home, 4 of those by a single goal. And they've had a league-high 16 draws, and that's probably been the difference between them in 10th and, say, Wimbledon, who sit in the playoffs, who've had 1 more loss than Carlisle, but they've won 20 games, so that's the difference in the points there. And what concerns me for Carlisle in this game, their record against the top teams is where they've come up short all season. 17 matches played to date, home and away, against the top 9, and just 2 wins, both coming home against Accrington and Bristol Rovers, if you were looking for a pro Carlisle market, but 8 draws and 7 losses, and they've only kept 5 clean sheets all season at home. So I think Oxford's the way to play this one. And I was caught in 2 minds initially. Was thinking this stage of the season, Oxford, they're going to have to grind out the win. It's not going to be pretty. It might be a single goal. So I was looking at Oxford -1 on the tie handicap, which is there at 13-5. And 6 of their 13 away wins this season have been by a single goal. But I looked recently, 7 of their last 8 wins, home or away, have been by at least a 2-goal margin. And this included 4 of their last 5 away wins. So there's all this talk of there's pressure and you're going to just get results. They've been doing it quite well. They've had a 2-0 win against Hartlepool, their last away win. They beat Crawley 5-0, went to Barnet and won 3-0, beat Dagenham 4-0, beat York 4-0, beat Exeter away 4-1. So they've been getting the job done in some style still, as they really have all year. So Oxford just -1, 21-10, better than 2-1. It was really tempting for me to go down that avenue in this game, I think, just because Oxford, they score the most goals and they've got one of the best defences. You put those two things together, that means they're going to score some goals and not concede many. So you look at handicap markets. So Oxford -1 is a bit of a risk at this stage of the season, but 21-10 was a big enough price to tempt me. I think it's going to go down to the wire at the top end of League 2. I can see all the teams around there, from 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and even Plymouth and 5th, all winning this weekend, leaving it possibly being, again, 2 from 4 to make it into the League 1 next season with Northampton. So it's been very interesting to see. But I think in this one, Oxford to get the win. If you're being adventurous, Oxford to win by 2-goal more margin or more, which is Oxford -1 on your handicap markets, 21-10.
Very good. Thank you, Jason. It just all that remains are the naps, the best bets this weekend. How are you doing at the moment, Jason?
I don't know exactly. I've been waiting for Alex Stevenson up down the figures. And I had a winner last week, and obviously we've got the playoffs. I think I'm going to have to put a run like Accrington together to pull off some miracles and possibly catch Pete. But we're all in profit, which is the main thing. Hopefully we can end the season on a good note, because it's been a thoroughly enjoyable season. It's always made even sweeter with a bit of profit on the Naps League. And if you're looking for my pick this weekend, I'm going to go again with Bradford. I think Southend, it's not the biggest prize to put out this weekend, Bradford to win 10-11, but Southend, out of all the teams here that I've spoken, have nothing to play for. They've shown the least interest in turning up and playing in recent weeks.
Yeah.
So I think you said yourself before is a great prize. That's the one I'm going for this weekend. Bradford to win 10-11. And you'd hope with our mutual agreement, that's normally a good sign. You'd hope with us supposedly being football experts.
Well, Alex Dunn apparently is napping Rotherham and both teams to score at 15-4 versus Blackburn this weekend. Does he just have one nap throughout the over the course of the three leagues, Championship, League One and League Two?
And he's gone for an absolute punt of a nap there by the sound.
He has. It's almost 4-1. Rotherham and both teams to score at 15-4 versus Blackburn is Alex Dunn's nap this weekend. There you go. There you go. Jason, thank you for your company.
Thank you, Dave. It's been a pleasure as always.
Remember, you can follow Jason on Twitter @_JasonLewis. You can follow myself @DKellner. And you can follow Alex Dunn @AlexDunn0307 as well. Remember, you can download all our podcasts via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. Catch us on iTunes as well. Again, type in William Hill. And we'll be back next week for the final league podcast of the regular season before we talk about the playoffs in the coming weeks. Thank you again to Jason Lewis. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch up again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.